there was some hubbub about Raider Week, but Bronco Week, let's be honest, this is what everyone's been pointing towards since probably the beginning of the season.
We're joined by the general manager of the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, John Dorsey.
This is a tremendous challenge for this organization. Denver's a great team. They have a great bunch of players. I think our job is to stay focused and do what we got to do and take care of our business.
The bye week is over and the big game is finally here. All eyes will be on the undefeated Chiefs as they travel to Denver this weekend for what many are calling the game of the year. Sunday night's winner will be in the driver's seat for the AFC West crown, so the Chiefs will be in the spotlight in Week 11. Here are the three focus points for this week's game. First, the Broncos scoring offense. Denver is on a historic pace through 10 weeks of the season, totaling 371 points and leading the league in scoring by more than 10 points per game. What you might not know is that through 10 weeks, the Broncos have only played two top 10 scoring defenses. This week, they'll face the top scoring defense in the NFL. The Chiefs have yet to give up more than 17 points to an opponent this year, the first team to accomplish that feat since 1977. Second, the Chiefs' defensive backfield. Wes Welker made headlines last March when he inked a two-year deal with the Broncos, bolstering an already excellent Denver wide receiving core. The Chiefs responded with the additions of cornerbacks Sean Smith, Dante Robinson, and Marcus Cooper in the offseason. Those moves have paid off big, as the Chiefs have held opposing quarterbacks to a league-worst 53.5% completion percentage through the first nine games of the season. The matchups in the passing game should have a big impact on Sunday's outcome. Finally, Peyton Manning's injured ankle. Manning hobbled off the field last Sunday after the Broncos' 28-20 win over the Chargers with an apparent ankle injury. The Broncos signal caller was on the receiving end of several hard hits throughout the game and was obviously in pain as the clock wound down. MRIs showed no extensive damage earlier this week, but Manning's durability will continue to be a storyline as the season goes on. This is just the first test of a grueling second half of the season for the Chiefs, and it appears as though the battle for home field advantage in the playoffs will be fought between the Chiefs and the Broncos over the next several weeks. And it all gets started on Sunday night.